It's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing? It's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year.
Good afternoon. And happy New Year's Eve to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank you for being here with me on New Year's Eve. And I want to wish you and yours a very, very happy New Year. May it bring you all that you hope for and more. In taking some time off from the show, we recorded this show ahead of time. But I wanted to share with you some of my favorite New Year's memories, and then we'll share some favorite segments from some of my recent shows that I hope are appropriate through this time. And again, we hope that you have an absolutely wonderful New Year's Eve and that you have enjoyed your holidays. I know I have appreciated the time off. Very thankful for all of that. Coming in, you heard a little Harry Connick Jr. Singing, I forget what the title is, What Are You Doing New Year's, right? A very famous song. I have been obsessed with Harry Connick Jr. since basically like my freshman year of high school when his first album came out. My parents, of course, got a big chuckle out of that. He's just a Frank Sinatra ripoff, right? And I thought, he's a little different than old Blue Eyes. In particular, because Mr. Harry Connick Jr. is from New Orleans, and he himself is can play many instruments, and he wrote a lot of his own stuff. And so I think his sound, while certainly comparable to the crooners, right, like writ large, where you can talk Bing Crosby, you can talk Frank Sinatra, etc. But his sound has this New Orleans funk. And I think his voice does, too, and the way that he sings the music is a little distinguishable there. So one of the first memories I wanted to share with you was so Harry Connick inspired. If you listen to our show on Christmas Eve, I shared with you that my parents and I went to go see Wynton Marsalis and jazz at Lincoln Center one holiday season. Well, just 2 years ago, I took my folks to see Harry Connick when he was doing his Christmas tour in Milwaukee, and that was an incredibly special moment. I think my parents were blown away by what a charismatic showman Harry Connick Jr. is. I mean, he really talks to the audience. He brought this woman up who is dressed as a reindeer. She sang with him. He did impromptu stuff. It was really, really fabulous. So it was another one of those great holiday memories that I got to share with my parents, because we've gotten to this place. We're fortunate enough to be in a place where we don't want any more stuff. What we want are shared memories together. And that is really what is most special. So we've started that tradition of trying to go and experience something together as a family. I don't know if I've shared with all of you, I'm an only child, which I hated growing up. Way too much attention. Couldn't get away with a gosh darn thing. But as I'm older and my parents are getting older, it's meant that our time together, just the three of us, is all the more special. And I've been so blessed since I've come back to Milwaukee to be able to live just about a 5-minute drive from my parents. So I feel very, very blessed and fortunate. I hope all of you have been able to spend some time with your loved ones throughout this holiday season. And this brings up another memory that I wanted to share with you. When I was growing up, my dad's sister, Bonnie, used to throw what can only be called the most fabulous of New Year's Eve parties. And as I was an only child, I, you know, tagged along for these because my folks, they're not going to saddle some poor babysitter with a New Year's Eve babysitting gig. And I didn't have siblings to keep me out of trouble. So I got to tag along. Now, here's what was so incredible about my aunt. First of all, she was just so amazingly fabulous. Her nails were always perfect. She smelled great all the time. She dressed fabulously. She was a ballroom dancer, and she could sing and dance and play the piano. And so these New Year's Eves were often filled with all kinds of sing-alongs, as well as some pretty funny bits that she and her good friends, Marcella and Lois, would put on. And one of them was the sisters' routine from White Christmas, you know, sisters, I won't sing it, don't worry. That thing, they even got the fans one year, if you can believe that. It was so much fun. And I always felt like I was getting away with a little something as a kid, right? Because I was usually the only child at the party and, you know, just hanging around the edges, watching, you know, the adults sing, dance, be merry, have a couple cocktails, and just really enjoy themselves. So that was always very special for me. And my aunt would usually make a point to search me out at some point during the evening and spend some very special time with me and express to me how very proud she was of me and how much she loved me. So she's been gone for a few years now. So hey, Aunt Bonnie. Happy New Year to you. Sorry, y'all. Give me a second here. That was really special. But one of the things that I always thought, in addition to all of those wonderful memories that I have, here was the other really cool thing about that event. I don't know about you, but if I think back to the late 70s and the 80s, it seems to me we were always getting some horrifyingly massive snowstorm on New Year's Eve. Like bad feet of snow. And here's one of the things that was always part of that that event was that Bonnie's older friends would always have a ride home with someone, that we would take great care to make sure that everyone got home safely. I have distinct memories of my dad shoveling out cars, making multiple trips to shuttle people home. And again, that idea of being together, the togetherness of caring about one another, and taking that care to make sure that everybody's okay, I always took with me as sort of the takeaway theme and spirit of those evenings. And I always felt so inspired. And again, joyful, happy, and ready for the new year after sharing all that time. And of course, great food and all that came with it. And the last little bit of that memory that I want to share with each of you is that my aunt's house was quite small. So this sucker was packed to the gills, and she would clear out, you know, like her regular furniture. There'd be the big dining. She'd put in a big folding table and put the fancy table. It looked gorgeous. And then it was that, which after the dinner would get broken down so people had space to dance. And then she had her upright piano, right? And it was in this little house. So she didn't do a Christmas tree because this was her big thing, was the New Year's party. And the tree just practically took up too much space. So her big decoration in her home, which was on the near northwest side of Milwaukee, little bungalow, off of a street called Burdick. Isn't it amazing you can remember those things from your childhood? She used to decorate her big front window that had a significantly deep sill to the nines with hanging lights and icicles and silver and white snowflakes. And it became this incredible, like, rivaling, you know, Bloomies on Fifth Avenue in New York. Fabulous thing. And she also had those little Christmas villages on the deep sill with the fake snow and the little people and the trees, and they light up. And I would spend a goodly hour or so as a small kid inspecting every inch of that winter wonderland that my Aunt Bonnie created. It was really special. So again, I just want to wish each and every one of you and your families a happy, happy New Year's Eve. Please be safe out there. Take care of one another. That's one of the things that I want you to hear from me today. Make sure everybody gets home safely. Please do not drive. If you've had any cocktails, call that Lyft or Uber. Make sure your friends and family all get home safe. And I wish you all the best from me to you for a wonderful 2025. I can't wait to come back and be with you live for my first show in 2025 on January 6th. I'll be back in the chair. And again, my thanks to everyone at Civic Media for giving me a little bit of time off. So we're going to close out this segment before we have some of that special curated content that we'll have for you for the rest of this Maggie Dawn show on New Year's Eve. We're going to close it out with a little bit more of Harry Connick Jr. and What Are You Doing on New Year's? Thanks for sharing it with us here at Civic Media. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the new year. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations.